Third Coast Digest is brought to you in part by 91.7 FM, WMSE Frontier Radio.
Matt Kempel, Patrick Schmitz presents. Is presents now your legal last name?
Yes, I changed it as of February.
You guys are here.
Yes.
Matt Kempel and Patrick Schmitz. I won't call him Patrick Schmitz Presents, but I want to so badly. Because Comedy Festival.
Yeah.
And that's what it's called, right? Comedy Festival.
Yeah,
there's
the Milwaukee Comedy Festival.
The Milwaukee Comedy Festival.
In case people are in Milwaukee and they forget.
And in case they forget what time of year it is in Milwaukee, it's a festival. Because
exactly.
There are festivals. You guys are right smack in the middle. What year? August?
4th through the 7th. It's Thursday through Sunday.
Thursday through Sunday. But yep. Now, aren't there some things going on in the early days that are,
yeah,
are
we have
we're
a,
not supposed to talk about those?
No, we can definitely talk
those
about those.
Those are the blue parts. Of
there, there's some kickoff events that are going to be happening
right.
On Tuesday and Wednesday. And those are just kind of opportunities for people to see what type of comedy that the festival is going to entail. And it's just kind of a good excuse to warm up and get everybody ready for the big
right.
Opening day.
And those will be held at the Alchemist.
Where's the rest of the festival? Also at the Alchemist? Or?
No, it'll be at Comedy Sports.
At Comedy Sports.
Yeah, we needed, we were really fortunate to get that space this year, and it's about twice the seating capacity as previous years. So
oh, great.
We're really expanding this year.
And you need it because this thing has grown since, when was it, 2006 when you started?
2000? Yeah, 6 years, so I think. Oh, mm-hmm. Oh, six, is that right?
Six.
I'm not a math person.
So. Sorry, I've got my fingers. 2006, yeah, 2005. If this is the sixth year, then
yeah.
2005 you
2005.
Probably started. And it's grown exponentially, as they say in my son's algebra class.
It has. I mean, it was sort of just kind of started as an excuse to get a bunch of groups together and you know, do a bunch of comedy together and have some fun. And
right.
It's really kind of
like
exploding.
You guys really need an excuse to have fun.
Yeah. You know, I was, I used to just sit at home and cry all the time,
right.
Constantly. And I thought, you know, maybe a comedy festival is the answer.
Is he still crying? Yeah. It started at Bucket Works was in 2005.
Yeah.
And Bucket Works is a perfect place for, you know, a group
sure.
to start and then
right.
to move on from there. And we kind of, well, Matt was, you know, Matt was pretty much just running around like a chicken with his head cut off during that point and did a great job, but, you know, and he's just...
Well, when you put something on like that, especially when you start from the ground up and create it from scratch, that you are like a chicken with a head
mm-hmm.
cut off. And I think it's part
yeah.
of the description.
Now there's just more chickens. With
yes.
cuts off.
Yeah.
Lots more chickens.
A lot of support in Milwaukee, which is great.
Yeah. Now, did it start out as... it's? And is it still... all local comedians, and you do everything from stand-up, sketch comedy, improv,
yeah,
all the different subcultures of comedy.
Yeah, the first year we did it was only Milwaukee groups, and then just the festival started to grow right away, and we started to incorporate groups from other areas, and now this year, I can't remember exactly, but we have groups coming from New York, Texas,
really? Oh,
Chicago, all over.
I was going to say, has it become, instead of the Milwaukee Comedy Festival, the Southeast Wisconsin, just regional, but it sounds, if you got them coming from New York, that's great.
Yeah, and we had people apply to the comedy festival from everywhere, from both coasts, from Canada, from down south, all over.
Do you have to turn people away?
We do. This year we accepted about, I believe it was 25 groups. Will be performing in August.
Right.
And I think we had upwards of 45 that actually submitted applications to be a part of it. And it was, I mean, I'm sure you'll agree, it was really difficult to whittle them down. We had maybe 8 to 10 groups after we had accepted everybody. We had another 8 to 10 that we could have easily fit in if the fest was able to accommodate them. It was a really tough decision this year. Just the quality
right.
And professionalism of some of these groups is just outstanding.
Right.
That's great.
And even the groups in Milwaukee within the last 2 years has grown, too.
I mean,
just 4 or 5 new comedy groups in Milwaukee alone. So, yeah.
Yeah, I've noticed that there are more groups, but also that the groups that have been there for a while are getting better and better. Comedy Sports always amused me in a way because I never think of it as a competitive thing, although the English say theater is a blood sport. And and the fact that Comedy Sports has found a way to sort of make it competitive, because it is instinctively, And that competition makes everybody better. So there are better and better groups, mm-hmm. as well as more and more.
It's amazing to me that there really is this drive to want to create something exciting and fun and different in town. And consistently, a lot of the groups perform weekly or a couple of times a month. And it's just exciting, just, you know, as a fellow comedian to be able to see a lot of our peers are, you know, coming up with stuff that's just really incredible, really top notch.
Right. So name some of the Milwaukee groups that people may know or individuals.
Well, there's Broad Minded, which is the
all women
sketch comedy. Worst Case Scenario. There is Meanwhile. There is
the Allen Gym.
Meanwhile is improv.
Yep.
They're the ones that are almost every Friday at Alchemist.
I think they're every Saturday. Well, now they're Comedy Sports every third Friday of the month.
Yeah. Worst case does once a month shows. Yeah. They have one. They do a different theme every month.
Right.
And they come up with brand new improv games for everyone. So this upcoming one is actually Shakespeare. They're going to be improvising Shakespeare, which is something I haven't seen here before.
Yeah. No, it's hard to improvise an iambic pentameter.
Yeah.
I've gone up in lines on stage in Shakespeare and had to try to do it. And I just turn my back and say, you take it.
Yeah. And Homegrown Electric Circus is another one. And one that I'm actually a part of that we debut on the 28th of this month is the group called Tim, which is the improvised musical or the improvisational musical, one of the two.
So it's a set musical, or is you literally improvise it on the spot?
Yeah, we improvise with a 3-piece band, and we get the title of a made up musical, and we go. So it just keeps growing.
And I hope you don't mind me mentioning, I was invited to one of their rehearsals as a guest. They hadn't really done much in front of an audience before, and they were looking to, you know, it's a totally different show when you had an audience. And it was really something to see. It was really exciting. We've seen a few musical improv troupes submit to the festival in years past.
Right.
But they didn't quite have the kind of flair that, you know, I experienced at that rehearsal. It was really exciting and fun. And I'm excited to see what you guys end up doing.
So how much band does Tim have?
A 3-piece. We have drums, guitar, and keyboard.
That's the cool part to me is that the band was improvising with the performers. So a scene will start out, and then you know maybe there's a little bit of underlying music with a keyboard that starts up, and then the drums come in, or you know the guitar, and it was remarkable.
That's
really
good. That sounds like I don't think I've ever seen anything quite like that before. Is there any open mic part of Comedy Festival?
You know, there is an open improv.
Open improv.
Will take place with the kickoff event on that Tuesday. I believe that's the 2nd, August 2nd at the Alchemist. There will be an open improv session, which will mostly be the local performers in town. But if there's somebody that's interested in jumping up that time, we can see about that.
Yeah. And then Wednesday is a stand-up show at the Alchemist featuring Johnny Beaner. Legendary Johnny Beaner.
Legendary. I hear that.
Yeah, he'll be legendary from now on.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe we can change his name to the Legendary Johnny Beaner.
Legendary Johnny Beaner presents.
He's Legendary Johnny Beaner.
Thank you.
Is Joel Boyd going to do stand-up?
Oh, yes.
Yep.
Oh,
yeah. Is he?
He's going to participate in two other groups as well. The Organized Chaos, the first stage group that I coach.
They're going to be on?
Well, there will be an alumni now because it's been around for going on 6 years as well. So there's actually an alumni group now. So they're going to perform on Thursday with, you know, they're mixed in with the adults. And then I have the other just Organized Chaos, the regular current students who will be performing Sunday on the Teen Festival.
Oh, great.
And Joel will be doing stand-up for that, and he'll be doing after-school special as well on Sunday, and then OC alumni.
So he has a group called...
And Scooch Sticks.
Is Scooch going to make it come back? Because they had their farewell performance sometime last year, but
this will be their
Nobody ever says goodbye and means it.
Yes.
You know, now that I think about it, I think Joel is going to have the most stage time of any of the performing groups. That's pretty cool. Because I remember seeing him do stand-up a couple years ago when he was first starting, and it was really cool at the 10th Street Theater, if I remember, way back.
Yeah, I've seen him do a little. I worked with Joel when he was a little tiny kid as an actor, and I always thought he was really smarter than wanting to go out there and do stand-up, because stand-up's the
It's a very stupid profession.
You have to have been dropped in your head, I think, as a kid or something like that.
That's where the material comes from.
Yes. just juggling around in there. Who else is going to do stand-up? Because people tend to remember, well, I don't know, maybe in this town people remember groups more than individuals. Are there a lot of stand-up stars that come out of, not stars, but Milwaukee stars, people that are, that people would know?
I mean, I would say Beth Lewinsky is a good name. I mean, a lot of people that see comedy in town know who she is. She's been involved with the festival for quite a few years in, as a part of Meanwhile Improv.
Okay.
She does her stand-up as well, and she also helped on the business side of things with the festival with some advertising and sponsorship type things this year. And she also teaches at Comedy Sports. So she, a lot of people know her, and Kevin Garrity will be doing stand-up as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I know that. Before. I know him. All right.
I apologize.
Tyler Crow.
Yeah, all the people Grindlin, I'm forgetting. Alex Grindlin, that's right.
Right.
The cast of Killers.
Yeah, maybe. The cast of Killers are this group of, they call themselves a stand-up comedy collective. And they produce a lot of stand-up shows here in Waukesha, Kenosha, all over. They really work at creating a lot of opportunities for new stand-up artists. And they, I gave them the opportunity to choose a few people that they thought deserved some time in the festival. So they gave me their dream list, and we incorporated a lot of those people into this year's festival. And I've been out to a few of their shows, and I always see something new and fun. So I'm excited to see what they bring.
And you said people from Chicago are coming up?
Yeah, we have a lot of improv groups specifically and some sketch groups coming up.
Is there a Chicago Comedy Festival?
Oh, yeah. There's three full-scale comedy festivals. There's the Sketch, the Chicago Sketch Comedy Festival. There's the Chicago Improv Festival. The Snub Fest, which is an interesting event. The only requirement for the Snub Fest is you have to have been snubbed by another festival, meaning that you didn't get in for whatever reason. It doesn't necessarily mean you're not any good. It just means that it didn't fit in.
You got a rejection.
And so we actually have the winner of this year's Snubfest participating in this year's comedy festival. And we've done that the last couple of years, and they always send us somebody really incredible. So
well, Chicago has this reputation for, since the Compass Players became Second City, for being the home of comedy in the Northern Hemisphere. So it's great that they're interested enough in what we're doing here that they want to send people up here and come up here and do it.
Yeah, and we've had an opportunity a few times to talk to some of the promoters and producers of those festivals, and they've been very encouraging, and they all seem really excited that we're doing this here, because, you know, that just kind of makes the comedy scene in the Midwest that much stronger. There's you know, a lot of things going on, but they happen all at different times of the year, so we're able to support each other. And I think there really is a high level of quality that's coming out of Milwaukee and, of course, Chicago. So it's nice to be able to, you know, kind of trade people a little bit and, you know, oh, have you seen this person? They're really great. Oh, no, I haven't, but check this person out. And so there's a lot of that kind of thing that can kind of happen.
Now, are the different sketch, stand-up, and improv, are they all mixed together? Or is there one night that's mostly sketch and one night that's mostly, or do you all...
With the exception of the kickoff events, those are strictly like Tuesday's improv, Wednesday's stand-up. But once the actual festival starts, we try our best to mix it up. It's always opening with a stand-up comedian.
Yeah.
And then you have three or two groups, depending on the time of the night.
Evening only? Because evening, nighttime does seem to be the best time to be funny.
Yeah, except for Sunday. That's a 3 o'clock?
3
show
o'clock, yeah.
On Sunday for the Teen Comedy Day. But everything else we have on Thursday... It's going to be a 7:30 and a 10 p.m. show.
Okay.
On Friday and Saturday, there's 7:30, 10, and midnight. And every one of those shows is different. And, you know, going back to what you said, a lot of it has to do with, we wanted to mix things up. We wanted to kind of force people to see something they wouldn't have seen before.
Right. Are you going to perform? Are you
Patrick and I will be hosting.
Okay.
So it's a great opportunity for us to get a little stage time. But also... I mean, I have been doing a lot more improv this year than I have in the past, but I do take a step back because producing the festival does take up so much time, and with some other side projects and my full-time job, it's, you know, time gets a little thin.
Right.
But it's really exciting. Patrick and I have a lot of fun hosting, and, you know, there's some characters that we play and some various surprises that the audience...
Yeah.
Will entail.
Someday we'll get Matt up there, do some improv or stand up.
Well, I was going to say, maybe there's a new Laurel and Hardy coming along here. Mm-hmm. I love duos like that. Don't see too many.
We got to bring it back.
Yeah, bring it back. So the 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th of August, which is coming up very soon.
Yeah, very soon.
Way too fast. Are you in competition with an ethnic festival that weekend?
There is State Fair going on that weekend.
All right.
Which isn't too much of a problem.
No.
I'm sure they're not over there sweating about the comedy festival, but
and people can go and drink as much. You know, they're going to have melted butter with melted cheese on top of it.
I did hear that deep fried butter.
Yeah, nice. They can go do that and then come to the comedy festival and have a heart attack when they're laughing.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Come to the festival, see the comedy on stage. Go to the fair and see it off stage.
Go to the fair and be the comedy.
Great people watching there.
Yeah. Well, now, where can you can just go show up at Comedy Sports.
You can.
But you might end up standing in the street.
That is possible.
Because it's sold out.
Last year, we sold out almost every show that we had. In fact, we had to add some seats to a couple of the shows, and we had to turn people away because there was just such a demand. So this year, being in Comedy Sports, we have a little bit bigger house, almost 200 seats. So it's a little bit.
Now, where were you last year?
We were at the Next Act Theater space, which was called the Off Broadway, and it was on the corner of Water and St. Paul Avenue, across from the public market. But they're actually building a brand new theater facility in the Fifth Ward.
Oh, okay.
And it's really exciting. It's going to be right across the street from Most, and down around the corner from where Stacked and Altera is.
Oh, good.
On South Water Street there. So it's a really exciting project, but they're. Timeline didn't match up with the festival, so we had to skip out on that this year, but luckily Comedy Sports was available, and
it's great they made it available, because it is a much larger space, and it's also the logical space in a way.
So we encourage people to buy tickets ahead of time. They can get them online at milwaukeecomedy.com/festival, and then tickets are $15 pre-sale, and they'll be $18 at the door, so we encourage people to save a little money and get their tickets now.
Great. Is there a number they can call that they get a recorded voice saying, go to the website?
they're actually, the ticket company that we're using, Brown Paper Tickets, is an online-based system, but they do have an 800 number, and I'm totally unprepared and don't have that with me. But
it's on the website.
It is on the website. So if you don't have internet access, you can go to the website and look up what the phone number is so that you can call and not use the internet.
And then call me and tell me how you did that.
Exactly. <Yeah.
laughs> Go to the library. And go to the
library. There you go. Yes.
Right. So you put this whole thing together on tickets alone and whatever free publicity you can get. But do you have any sponsors? Like, does Sherwin-Williams Paint sponsor you?
Not yet, but Sherwin-Williams can feel free to contact us at festival@milwaukeecomedy.com.
When I talk to Mr. Sherwin, I'll suggest it.
Great. We would love to paint the town red with their money.
This year, what was great was we had so much support from other comedy groups. Almost all of them held fundraisers to help build money for the festival. And they contacted us. I mean, they came to us and asked. We didn't even have to go to them. So
it was amazing. We had a fundraising event in February to kind of bring awareness and to just, you know, put on a nice big show and have some fun and raise some money for the festival. And then through that event, it was so much fun. A lot of the comedy groups in town, like Patrick said, came up to us and said, hey, can we put a show on and give you all the money? And I thought that was a horrible idea. But we decided, okay, if you want to donate some money, I guess we... No, it was really the efforts of those groups. You know, they really put themselves out there and I mean, I don't even, it's really touching the way that they all came together and did that.
Are you going to start to cry again?
Because I
know that you're
going
to
cry.
So special thanks to Worst Case Scenario and
Homegrown Electric Circus. Meanwhile.
It's great that you guys do this and that everybody gets together and does this and celebrates Milwaukee, and people can find out that Milwaukee is a funny place.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
Without necessarily being, because Milwaukee has been the butt of some humor that comes from outside, even from all the way from England, they make fun of Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm. It's even worse when Sheboygan makes fun of us. I think that's the real problem.
Yeah, then you really sort of start to dig your feet in and say, hey, wait a minute.
But
it's great that Milwaukee, you guys have made Milwaukee a place where people can laugh and not laugh about Milwaukee, but laugh about Sheboygan.
Yeah.
It's fun, too. I mean, you mentioned the groups from Chicago wanting to come to Milwaukee and do this. Like, the feedback that we get from groups that are here are nothing but positive. You know, Matt does a really good job, especially making them feel welcome and making sure they're fed backstage, making sure there's beer for them to have.
And they sleep on his couch, I'm told.
And that has happened.
Matt houses these,
some of, actually, that's funny you say that. Some of the best house guests I have ever had have been out-of-state comedians I've never met before.
Really?
And yeah, they've done everything from clean my house to bring us breakfast to all kinds of, I mean, it's amazing the kind of generosity that comes out of people.
So they're not like rock and roll stars at all.
No. I mean, that would be one thing, I guess, if they destroyed my house and then cleaned it.
That we'll get kinda, to that point.
Yeah. Hopefully next year.
Eventually you'll get one of those people. Yeah,
build it up.
Give me a reason to cry.
Lenny Bruce will come back and be dead in your kitchen. No, don't want
again.
That. Hey, thanks for coming in and talking about this. I'll see you at Milwaukee Comedy Festival.
Yeah, there's plenty of information at milwaukeecomedy.com/festival, but Milwaukee Comedy is the website itself is there all year long promoting the comedy that's going on in town. So, you know, even though this is a big event and we want everybody to come out, there's plenty to do all year long.
Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you, Mark.